From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. President Trump in early April began tweeting hysterical posts about caravans of immigrants heading to the U.S. via Mexico. He wrote, quote, "The big caravan of people from Honduras now coming across Mexico and heading to our weak laws border had better be stopped before it gets here." Many wondered what he was talking about. Inadvertently, Trump's tweets have drawn needed attention to the plight of Central American refugees fleeing violence and making the dangerous journey through Mexico toward the U.S. But who are the people actually in the caravan? What is the organization that supports them? And what will happen to them in Mexico? My guest is Martin Pineda, Honduran digital organizer for the Central American Resource Center of Los Angeles and for the National TPS Alliance. He's been in touch with the organizers of the caravan. Welcome to the program, Martin.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on here.
So this organization that has organized this caravan is called Pueblos Sin Fronteras, or People Without Borders. Now, I understand it's been offering support for groups of migrants to travel together through Mexico because Mexico can be a very dangerous place for Central American refugees trying to get across to the U.S. Is that accurate?
Yes. So there's safety in numbers. The process from Central America to through Mexico to get to the U.S., there's a lot of cases of rape, abuse, extortion, and a lot of people disappearing. So in numbers, people feel stronger and safer.
So how many caravans has Pueblos Sin Fronteras organized? This is the latest one, and we understood that it swelled to about 1,000 people, which is a big number. What has this organization previously put together?
This organization has Pueblos Sin Fronteras is a collective. It's many different volunteers and different organizers who have gotten together to stand in solidarity with people who are fleeing Central America. So they have organized about 5 caravans in the past couple of years, but it's up until this recent one that's getting a lot more attention.
And it's getting attention because Trump has called attention to him, to it, and presumably he learned about it through his friends at Fox News, who advised him while he was at his Florida resort. So suddenly Trump draws attention to it. And what has happened now to this specific caravan of people? There have been some reports that it has stopped in Mexico, and Trump has claimed that Mexico has decided to enforce its own law. He tweeted, "The caravan is largely broken up thanks to the strong immigration laws of Mexico and their willingness to use them so as not to cause a giant scene at our border." So what has happened to the caravan?
The caravan is still in place. They're currently in Mexico City. They just had like a couple days training in Puebla, Mexico, where they were informed of their rights, about the process of filing asylum and different. So they come prepared because it is a legal human right to apply for asylum when you feel like you're fleeing your own country for safety. So there's many talks about the caravan being disbanded. So when the caravan started, it was approximately about 1,200 people. Once they left us, they've moved from the southern part of Mexico. Many people have gone their own way. Some people are staying in Mexico. They've gotten some documentation to be able to travel freely around Mexico. But there is currently about 700 people still in Mexico DF who are trying to make their way to the border. Mostly people from Honduras and a lot of mothers and daughters that are coming this way.
And of course, the political context of Honduras is precisely what President Trump has ignored, chosen not to bring up. But of course, we know that Honduras has just in the past several months undergone an election that was largely considered to have been stolen. And it has experienced a tremendous political upheaval, right? Isn't that a primary reason why so many people feel so unsafe that they are literally fleeing their country?
Yes. So I'm Honduran, so this is a very special topic to me in my heart. Just January, I was able to participate in a delegation that we went to go observe as human rights observers what was going on. It was the week of the inauguration of Juan Orlando, which many Hondurans call him Ho. So you'll hear the phrase Fuera Ho, which means out with Juan Orlando Hernández. So since the controversial elections, there have been about 40 protesters who have been killed by the U.S.-funded military police. There's been over 2,000 arrests, and then there's a constant threats between the military and the people to stay out of the streets. I personally witnessed some things that that raised some questions about what's going on in Honduras, like innocent people getting tear gas, getting threatened by the military. It feels like it's a war zone in Honduras. I mean, it's calmed down in a certain sense, but the U.S. is a major complicit in supporting this dictatorship government because re-election was illegal in Honduras. And then Juan Orlando Hernández, in other words, there was many discrepancies that show that it was an election fraud,
right,
and has been the result of many of this. This is the reason why people are fleeing. It's no coincidence at all that 80% of the people in this caravan are from Honduras.
And the things that they face, that Central American migrants and refugees in general have faced in Mexico, are quite appalling. The journey to the United States is extremely risky. Often when traveling individually, people end up having to jump on top of trains. They're preyed upon by gangs, by drug lords. There's kidnappings and rape. It's a pretty scary journey through Mexico that seems to have, there's been a mini industry built up around preying on Central Americans who are essentially transitioning through the country, right?
Yes, it's very unfortunate when people feel in their own home that they have no choice but to leave because their life is at risk there, and they are aware of the risk they're taking to try to flee somewhere else. It's just, it has a lot of trauma on people, and you see it with the communities that we work with people who just want a better life for themselves, who just wants to feel safe, and they face a lot of trauma on their journey getting here, on the journey, the decisions they took to leave their home country. It's a very complicated situation where many people don't understand that these are humans who are fleeing for a reason. It's not just to come and take advantage of DACA or other resources,
which they can't actually do.
Exactly.
Because the laws of or the rules around the DACA program wouldn't let anybody entering now take advantage of it, as many in the right-wing news media and the president here in the United States have declared. Now, one of the interesting things that I noticed coming out of what Trump has done, Trump said that Mexico has started to enforce their immigration laws, which I don't quite see as having happened. However, the Mexican government has now issued, apparently, transit visas to some members of the caravan. Can you tell me anything? Have you heard anything about this and what this means? Has Trump inadvertently helped Central Americans find some safe haven within Mexico?
Yes, yeah, so it's pretty interesting because we talk about Trump has been doing a lot of attacking on Mexico and their ways of handling immigration, but Mexico is no friend either to Central Americans. They've been very complicit. They've had a lot of U.S. funding to stop the flow of immigration through their country. But this time around, it felt like it was just a target between Trump and the Mexican government on what they're doing and what they're not doing. And then the Central American narrative is just stuck in the middle, where it's like their voices of the people who are fleeing aren't even heard. It's just they're just stuck in between. But there have this time it was pretty historic that many of the people in the caravan were offered humanitarian visas to stay, and also permission to travel around the country for 3 weeks freely.
Wow. So this particular situation is still in flux. We're not sure what will happen to some of these people. We understand there's some reports that saying that some individuals in the caravan will continue on alone to try to make it to the United States, which, as we've said, is a risky tactic. But what has happened to earlier caravans? Have earlier caravans made it to the U.S. border? Have people in those caravans been able to apply for asylum because their situations sound like they would qualify for a refugee status in the U.S.?
So there has been other caravans in the past. Last year, we had some of the members that were detained in Adelanto. So, yes.
This is a detention center in the U.S., yeah.
Yeah, so some of them are free, but that's another challenge they face, is all the mistreatment and all the stuff they have to go through when they're inside detention. So many of them they're willing to face all that just to be giving a chance to be heard on why they have a case to be stayed, be able to stay here. Me on a personal level, I just had a cousin who fled Honduras for many of the same reasons, and he just got released from detention as well. It's not a coincidence that the stuff going on in Honduras and many people are fleeing.
Where can people find out more? I know that Pueblos Sin Fronteras has a website and also a Twitter feed. Your organization, Carecen, is also online. Can you recommend any websites?
It's carecen-la.org, carecen-la.org.
And we'll post a link to that from our site later today, as well as links to the website and Twitter feed of Pueblos Sin Fronteras, the organization that has actually led the caravans. Martin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. And I just want to say that there will be a fundraiser being launched later today through our social media, through Undocumented, to support members of the caravan. If anyone wants to participate and donate and for basic needs that these people may have.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
My guest has been Martin Pineda, Honduran digital organizer for the Central American Resource Center of Los Angeles, or Carecen LA. He's also with the National TPS Alliance. We've been discussing the caravan of Central Americans passing through Mexico that Trump has vilified. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.